reconvene.
Oh, it's doing two.
Board meeting into open session. There are motions to go into open session.
So moved.
The motion has been made and seconded to return into open session. All those, or roll call vote. Supervisor Hanson?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb?
Aye.
Chairman Gaulke, aye. We're back in open session. Some questions were asked earlier in the meeting in terms of how, what, and everything with a possible agreement with the tribe. What the town board will be looking for at the special town meeting scheduled for next week would be the authorization from the electorate to authorize the board to levy an additional $1 million a year that then would be payable to the tribe, but it would be under an agreement that all roads within the town would remain open to the public. The tribe is not interested in long-term easements, so the term or length of this agreement will have to be decided by the electorate at that meeting, be it a year, 5 years, 10 years. What the electorate tells us, the board, they're allowing us to do is what we can do. The tribe is not willing to do a limited waiver of their sovereign immunity. So with that, we really don't have an enforcement mechanism with the agreement. Also, it was questioned on the how it would be paid for. We'd be looking at that levy would be on all properties within the boundaries of the town.
Approximately, what would that be?
I did get a number from our assessor, and he said it would be approximately $106 per 100,000 of evaluation. So if you got a $200,000 house, it's $212.
So I would have to subsidize these other people.
That's the decision that would be made at that town meeting.
Is that at the assessed value or the market value?
It's the assessed value.
And they'll still be able to close the roads whenever they want.
You have that potential.
so we're not anywhere close to it. Where we want to be as far as a permanent solution.
Well, no, but what it does then is we can continue to work on a permanent solution or more.
You mean bypasses?
I don't want to say the word permanent. I want to say
long-term.
A long-term agreement that allows them all to be open.
I have to say that your past track record isn't too good.
Can we get some names of people who are commenting, please?
Oh. Bill McCutcheon.
Thank you, Bill.
If you had a microphone in here, you could hear me.
Yes, sir. Here with your hand up.
Excuse me, Dan Helfer. We bought our house on Marlins Lane in 2020, and at the time, it was a steel gate across the road. Prior to us purchasing it, we tried to put up a steel gate. They never locked it, and they'd asked for something like $20,000 per household on that road. I think there's five of us. And the guy that sold us our property paid it. And I said to you guys, you're nuts. Why would you pay it? Town can't afford to lose the property taxes from all these lake houses. So the town eventually traded a piece of property. But they didn't settle with the tribe. They settled with Washington.
With the BIA, what the town did at the time was we traded the downtown streets for that road.
So, what I guess I'm trying to say, without knowing any of the nuance of how and why you got to where you are, but shouldn't you be negotiating with rural American Indians who have the ability to enforce a permanent treaty?
The Bureau has kind of left it to the tribe.
Yeah, they pretty much...
They wash their hands of it.
They just do what the tribe authorizes.
Oh, and because for people who don't know, this is Greg Harrell, the town's attorney.
Yeah, if it's trust a lot of this land is trust owned, and so the tribe owns, is in a lot, they own a controlling interest. And so the BIA has abided by their wishes. They won't do anything that the tribe doesn't approve.
Then why is the tribe regularly saying that they're being abused by the BIA, disrespected?
They say the same thing about us too, that we're abusing them.
You know, that's between the tribe and the BIA. I don't know what their, I don't know what their, you know, interactions are all the time. That's.
Thanks.
So anyway, you know, that I guess is going to be the crux of the town meeting next week. People wanted to know what it is that we would be looking for. And again, the town meeting, it's up to the electorate. The board takes their direction from the people at that meeting. The board, we don't act as a town board there.
Don't smack me.
So.
Thank you. Mike Hornbostel. Have you approached the title companies to pay this tax?
That could be something that we look into. We can't force them.
I understand that, but I know they're poised to settle something.
And maybe we can get them to help us out on this.
Is this something that we could approach them and say?
He's just going to finish real quick, Gloria, and then I'll.
Is it something that you can approach the title company and say, can you pay the taxes on these roads for 5 years until we can come up with a permanent solution?
We could do that. I think we would still need the authorization from the electorate to do it, and then the town would maybe recoup the money. Maybe that's something we can work out with them. I don't know.
Are you in conversation with the title company during negotiations?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the title company knows what you guys are talking about? Not in closed session.
This is the first that anybody's heard anything on this.
They don't know that.
In public, and I know there's been a lot of rumors flying around, so. Gloria, you had something to say?
No, I just wanted to make a comment that, you know, we were hoping that the title companies would help with any past damages, because we do know that the tribe will be requesting past damages.
Can you repeat it?
So.
Can you repeat?
Yes, can you repeat what you said?
That we could ask the title company to help with some of the cost because of the past damages, because, you know, they have already said that, you know, they could come up with something, but we can approach them to do that.
Terry Clove?
Yes, sir.
The title company, but with the people that aren't affected with road closures, what about their title company? I mean, why would they want to pay for, you know, being in the lack of funds?
This is just the title companies that are involved with the four road closures. It's not everybody's.
Okay. No, but the $106 per 100,000 is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you were going to recoup that out of a road that's being closed, how would somebody who's just in the town, their title company wouldn't want to, I don't think, deal with that, right? What's their incentive for it?
If you live on a road that isn't closed or under question, you know, we're not saying go talk to that title company. It's just the ones that are involved with the four road closures right now.
American and Chicago.
Yeah, American and Chicago.
Right. But I mean, I'd still be paying other people that aren't on those roads would still pay the 106. That's what I'm saying. If it was what it is, so I have no recourse to talk to someone to pay my $106. Why would they want to do that? Only the people that are on the roads that are closed.
I think what the gentleman was suggesting was that to ask the title companies to contribute to whatever the ultimate payment is.
The total thing? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's fine. That's where I was. Thank you.
And I also think that this authorization, that's not saying that's. The town then has the ability to negotiate with the tribe with power. At this point in time, authorizing an increase in tax levy to do this, the town board doesn't have the power to do that.
Can you explain?
Certainly authorizing a payment of $1 million, town board doesn't have the, you've approved a budget in this town and it doesn't include that, so the electorate's gonna have to approve it. And also, there was a request for land.
That's what I was wondering about.
Correct.
What about that?
There was a request for the, there's some excess town properties that the town owns, that the tribe would be looking at the town deeding over to them as part of the settlement for past damages and that type of thing.
Do you have an evaluation on that or no? The town property?
Oh, I did, I don't have it with me handy, and I will have it, or, you know, we can post it on the website. It was what I had gotten from Paul Carlson, our assessor. Bill?
You had mentioned the four roads, I understand that there's more than four roads. So is this gonna come up again and they want another million for another four roads?
No, that's why I said in the motion at that meeting, I would be looking for it to be that it ensures that all roads within the town remain open. It doesn't just pertain to these four roads, it would have to pertain to all roads within the town.
But you had referenced only the title companies of those four roads. What about the title companies on the rest of the roads?
I don't know what roads that they may be trying to claim. We haven't gotten a list except for that one short list that we had, and those were private easements. So, Maren, you had a question?
So what you're saying is if we pay them $1 million and in 3 weeks or a month or 6 weeks from now, they could still close the roads? We have no leverage.
Correct.
So why would anyone vote to do that?
It's...
Just my question.
Trust me, it's been real troubling to this board working on this.
It's a gamble.
It's a gamble. Yes?
Kay Hall, could the $1 million amount also change in 3, 5 years?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It would be, you know, the thought was brought up that you would attach to it the consumer price index for a raise over time, you know, maybe every 5 years look at it.
Mike Clark, is there gonna be a referendum on this or just the vote here?
Just the town vote.
And that'll be on the 10th?
That would be on the 10th.
And it'll be published prior to the 10th while we're voting on?
I guess we, you know, the way the town meeting is the electorate makes the motions in which they're voting on. You know, the board really doesn't write the motion. It's by the people who are in attendance that make the motion, second the motion, and vote on it. It's a archaic way of doing things that was set up back in the 1880s or 1800s, but that's the way it is.
The purpose of the chairman's announcement, I think, is to try and make people aware of what the issues are. And without putting the specific words together, the motion that would authorize the board, what the board would need would be a motion to authorize them to negotiate further with the power to do these things. And then they'd have to go forward and negotiate that, and with knowing that they have the power from the electorate.
Where is this gonna take place next week?
Right here.
Starting at 5 o'clock, next Wednesday night.
And who's presenting that up to the board?
There'll be a lot of board people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, something has to be presented to you so that we can vote on it, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And who's going to present that?
The people do at that meeting.
Okay, which people? Which person? Who's writing it?
Whoever wants to. I mean, we certainly...
So if we sit here with our arms crossed, nothing happens next week?
Yeah.
Yep.
We certainly, you know, we could ask the town attorney to draft up something.
I think I'll have my attorney draft it.
Or that. You know, it's the way it's
and then there'll also be a provision that negotiations won't be done in closed session. It'll have to be done in open session.
No, not possible.
Yes, it is.
They
absolutely
won't,
it is.
They won't meet with us.
You're not doing it.
that there's no negotiations.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Because you know it's an illegal contract.
If there's negotiations, if the people are discussing issues without negotiating, which is really what's happened to date, it would be okay. But if you go in there and say, I'm offering to do this.
If you have two sides that are going to wind up negotiating, any preparation to get to that negotiation is negotiation, by definition.
Well.
Now, you guys sitting in closed session talking about your strategy, absolutely, that's close.
Yeah.
But meeting with.
The tribes, I mean, the town is doing everything humanly possible.
I get that.
To try and negotiate an incredibly, incredibly difficult situation.
Absolutely agree. My concern is all this work that you're doing is void. It's void. It's an illegal meeting.
Maybe we could avoid interrupting, please.
Okay, let's settle down. Ma'am, your name, please?
Linda Kirkpatrick.
Thank you.
So I'm coming here on May 10th at 5 o'clock for a vote, because I'm a resident. I'm voting not only on the amount of money or the $1 million, yes or no, I'm also voting on a timeframe. So is the timeframe going to be presented to us? Or are all these people going to sit here in here and argue about, are we going to vote on 1 year, 5 years, 10 years?
Well, I guess at that point, I as an elector will write up a motion that will lay this out. And I as an elector or one of the other board members, I guess I prefer not to do it as a chairman, one of the other board members could read that, and then that could be decided or voted on.
Because I can just see a time frame. Oh. Could be a 3-hour discussion, 10-hour, because nobody's going to agree, right?
Could be a lot longer.
Right, so I just want to know what I'm coming for. Yep. That's it. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Let's start in the back, and then we'll come. Norm?
Yeah, Norm Wessel. Mac, it's conceivable there'll be more people showing up that can fit into this building. Is there a backup?
Backup plan is right outside here, and we have a microphone system on its way.
Might want to bring a chair.
Snacks.
We got to notice it by an address. So, John, you had a question?
Am I reading into this properly that a $1 million proposal to the tribe was offered, and to also relieve us of all the roads in possibly into perpetuity, and they would not agree upon all this? Is that what I'm reading into all this, that they would not agree into that contract?
They just told us that they would not grant any long-term easements, and that they would not waive their sovereign immunity.
What is long term?
More than a year.
More than 50 years. You know, I don't know. They didn't give a year amount. Yes?
This will be a hand vote by the people present, correct?
No.
Yes, it's a hand vote by the people present. When you come to this meeting, you'll have to sign in. We'll have the poll book, check that you're a resident, and you'll be given a card that you then would raise to vote, or however many we got. It's going to be real cumbersome, but it's the way the system is, that then you'll be counted.
Out of paper ballot?
No.
Why?
They're done, I think it says that they have to be an open vote.
No, I don't think so. I think might be able to request a paper ballot. Okay. I think they can.
With the people present.
Oh, exactly.
Yes.
There's no absentee ballot.
There are no absentee and no Zoom. Yes?
Chris Kaufman. With the land that you might be trading, would we be privy to what land you're talking about?
Yes.
And how much before the 10th?
Yes.
Or would that be announced at that meeting?
Well, we'll try to get that out ahead of time. Susan?
That's what I was going to say. I can put those three on there, and it's about $373,000 worth.
What is?
The land.
The land value.
Where is the location?
There's a piece out on Highway F, there's a piece out on Gray's Lane, north on 47, and there's a piece out on 70 off of East Clear.
Did we get the location?
Yeah, we'll get that on. Yes?
Okay.
Yes, Mark.
So can, Mar and Lang, so can the electorate come up with any other plan also at that meeting?
What they can direct, yeah, to direct the board what to do.
It's really your meeting.
If it involves, if it involves levying additional taxes, it's the townspeople's meeting. So it's up to them. Yes, John?
So you decided as a board to do it in this manner, rather to let it lie with the people, rather than just telling the tribe we do not have an agreement and putting us at still in limbo? You decided to take this to the people?
You gotta take it to the people. Under state statute. Yes, Darwin?
If they don't accept this, say we vote yes to do the tax, you take it back and they say no, is the town going to, on June 12th, when that last payment schedule is up, is the town gonna pay another $20,000 to go another month beyond?
They have not said anything about it, another term on the monthly payment.
What he's asking is, because it comes 2 days after the 10th, the 12th, I think, is when it's due.
Yes.
And I mean, he's asking, is the town willing to pay?
Oh, yeah, we're still planning on paying that third installment.
Yep. Would you pay a fourth installment if they would take it to keep the roads open?
I guess we could.
It'd be up to the board.
That would be up to the board.
Probably have to decide how the negotiations are going, if it looks like it's gonna be a success.
And if it's not gonna be a success, you wouldn't pay the extra $20?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We're speculating.
Yeah, and we're actually, you know, we're getting into a lot of question and answer and asking the board, you know, what we're going to do, and it's not on the agenda that way.
Correct.
I guess at this time, if people could just take the information that we've given you here verbally, we'll get as much onto the website as we can, and, you know, try to absorb it, and then if you have questions, you know, I can try to answer them. You can, clerk and deputy clerk are here all day, you know, they can try to answer them. Like I said, it's been a very, very difficult time for the board.
So when could we expect to see it on the website?
Well.
Because today's the 3rd already.
Susan's usually pretty quick at it.
So within a day or two?
I don't know, what do you think? Day or two, Susan?
Yeah, I'll do it tonight. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, at this point, I guess I'd look for a motion for the, to adjourn the meeting at 3:25.
So moved.
Gloria, are you there? I'll second, okay. Second that? Okay. Motion has been made, seconded, and adjourned at 3:25. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye, motion carries. Thanks, Gloria.